Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It's my pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Thomas Leverton is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He says I can call him Tom. He's a Senior Vice President for Marketing and Strategy at FedEx Kinko's. He's got a study, a survey. In fact, you may have heard me mention it a few days ago. I was talking to you about marketing and about small business and the current economy, and I mentioned the survey just in passing, just a little bit of it. But he's here to talk to us about it. He's got a view into the attitude of small businesses with this survey, how you guys feel about the economy and what you're going to do about it. And we're going to talk about that and ways that you can reach out and touch the most important person in your business. Tom Leverton, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here, and thank you for doing the study, because the study showed something in numerically, statistically, that I've always believed about small business owners, and that is, number one, we're just like everybody else, and number two, we never give up. Now, give us the numbers that surround those things.
Sure thing. Well, we reached out to about 500 small, medium-sized businesses across the country, and these are companies with 5 to 100 employees. We asked them three things. First, how they felt about the economy today. Second, how they think it impacts their own business. And then third, what you were talking about, is what are they actually going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. So, what did they say about what they thought about the economy?
Well, it ties to a lot of the other studies that you see across the country. About 89% said that they were moderately or very concerned about the economy. And that's not a really good picture, but it is the same kind of thing we're hearing every study that we look at.
Well, these people that answered that question, Tom, were doing two things. They were hearing people talk about a recession, and that's the recession between our ears that I talk about. But they're also feeling things. They're like you and me. Small business owners. I'm a small business owner. We're just like everybody else. We buy gas at the pump. We pay utilities. We pay rent. The only thing we're different though, Tom, is we actually sign the front of payroll checks. We don't endorse them on the back. We sign the front of payroll checks, and that's where we're different. So all the stuff that everybody else sees and feels, we feel that too. So I wasn't surprised at that number.
We're not either. But I think that you hit on the really important point in that it is between your ears. When you see it on the news, you start to believe it more and more, and that starts to affect the way you see your own business.
That's called there's a term for that, Tom. Did you know? You know what that term is? It's called availability cascade. It's a social science term. When you hear something in the media so much, you start to, that you finally start believing it to be true, and you start taking action accordingly. And the next piece of information that your study showed is what I'm so proud of small business owners about, because it demonstrated to me that they're not as susceptible to availability cascade. That's the 92% number about their attitude about marketing.
Oh, right, exactly. And it's the 92% of them plan to keep up their marketing or advertising at least at the same level of last year.
Think about that, folks. 9 out of 10 of you said, yeah, I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm worried about the economy. Yeah, you know, I hear about all this stuff. And okay, yeah, I don't, you know, my sales are off a little bit maybe, and my collections might be off a little bit. I can't raise my prices. I've got my expenses are going up. But I refuse to give up. You're saying what I've been telling you to do all year long. Don't participate in whatever we're in right now, and don't flee, fight. And Tom, I think that's what they're saying, don't you?
That is. And the part that I get personally excited about, though, is within that 92 is a broad number. But you're talking about almost 40% of the small businesses, though, are saying that they're actually going to increase their marketing and advertising. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important point, because there's two things that a lot of people do in an environment like this. They either retreat back into their shell and look on how to cut costs, which is a death spiral, or they say, now is the time I can go out and get new customers, protect my business, and maybe even gain some market share in the meantime.
The sociologists call it, or the psychologists call it, fight or flight.
And,
and small business owners don't fly. We don't flee, folks, do we? We fight. And that's the reason why, Tom, I've been saying for months now, since the first of the year, I've been saying that whatever we're in, whatever this is called, whatever you want to call it, whatever it feels like, Tom, small businesses will lead this nation out of it. Whatever it is, they, small businesses will lead us out. And that's the reason why they're my heroes. Tony Till, right back with Tom Leverton, Senior Vice President with FedEx Kinko's. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. There's that little band from Texas, a little ZZ Top for you, bringing us back. Great guitar music. And Thomas Leverton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is the Senior Vice President for Marketing and Strategy at FedEx Kinko's. And we're talking about the survey that you guys conducted recently of small business owners. And they told you, that... they're concerned about the economy, but they're not going to give up. They're not only not going to get up, they're going to fight. And that 92% number is broken down into about a third of them we're going to maintain their marketing budget, and the rest of them we're going to increase their marketing budget, even though things are tough right now for some people, even though they're a little bit concerned about the economy. But Tom, The big question, and this is the point that I've been making, is it's admirable. It's the right thing to do to commit as much or more to your marketing budget in 08 than you did in 07. But the question is this: will the same strategy that you have in 07, had in 07, will that same strategy work in 08? And that's the question, isn't it?
You know, it sure is. And I think that the answer is you need to take advantage of the fundamental strength of a small business, and that's being nimble and being fast. And what we're seeing the small businesses doing is they're taking advantage of some of the channels that they've used in the past, but they're doing them more aggressively and more quickly.
Right.
So they're going out with things like direct mail and going directly to the customers, local efforts, going out and networking. And one of the things that we found very interesting is that there's a gap in how people see things like hanging a banner in front of their business.
Hmm. What's the gap?
32% said they thought that signs and banners out in front of their business were an effective way to drive businesses.
So that mean the rest of them didn't?
Well, the rest of them may be in a business, say, that they're off of a main road.
Right.
But for the overall small businesses, you're talking about a third of them saying just hanging a sign in front captures enough extra eyeballs and drives enough extra people into my store that it's worth it for me.
Well, see, this is something I've been talking to my guys about, my audience about, Tom, for a long time now, is you can't do, in a year like 2008, regardless of what, we're not technically in a recession, but we're only at about 0.6% growth, so things are slower than they were a year ago, 2 years ago. In a year like this, you can't do the same things and expect the same results. You know, that's the definition of insanity, isn't it? So you've got to do something different. And what that means is, in my opinion, is when somebody drives by your store, if somebody contacts you in some way, that they see something that looks a little different. It catches their eye. It lets them know that you. In fact, one of the things it could tell them is what I, subliminally, if nothing else, is what I've been saying. I refuse to participate in this downturn.
I think that's exactly right, and I think that it's a matter of taking this time. Other companies are feeling some challenges, and it's a matter of, are you going to be one of them, or are you going to set yourself apart?
Mm-hmm. And, One of the things I made this point yesterday. I gave a speech in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday, and I reminded that audience. I said somebody is buying something somewhere from somebody. So why don't you get your share? But getting your share this year might be a little bit of a different angle. Might take a little different, few different steps than last year.
Well, I think that's 100% right. And honestly, just from a personal level, part of what I do for the company is I go out and I open up new stores near neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And I personally have had that learning myself. I can either just set up a store and hope people come in, or I can hang the banners out front, try to catch people's eyes. Mm-hmm. Give that local collateral where we can send the person who's running our business out and try to introduce themselves. Go to the Chamber of Commerce, bring some materials about your own business, generate awareness, and that generates money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some of the other things you learned?
Well, if you look at that sign issue again, maybe 32% today believe that it's important, but this is a big gap too. Only 5% were doing it today. And I think that gets to that whole inertia
issue. So
a third
said they thought it was a good idea, but only 5% were doing it.
That's exactly right.
So what's wrong with that picture, Tom?
Well, that gets into that inertia. You watch the news, you start to get that in your head, and you don't take that step that you need to do.
Well, how many times have any of us driven by a business and we knew that business, we knew what the color of the sign was, we knew what the color of the building was, maybe we even knew what the cars looked like that were parked out front because we knew the owner's cars, and all of a sudden we see something different. You know, car dealers do this all the time, don't they, with the balloons and the flags and all that.
They sure do. And
or put up a tent. I mean, they've learned how to do this.
Well, and I talk to a lot of small businesses, and some of them worry about, hey, well, what am I going to say on it? How am I going to design it? I'm sorry, a lot of times it doesn't matter. Take the action and try to set yourself apart. Figure out the rest as you go.
Right. Now, one of the things I think people need to realize is that you know, there are people who will help you with this, and they're the people who make banners and signs will help you. And there are people like that all over the country. I know that is one of the, and you guys are one of those. FedEx Kinko's is, Tom. I know that that's something that you guys do as well.
Well, that's exactly right. A lot of people see that just as a big obstacle. And I think that's driving why only 5% of the customers that we talk to or the companies that we talk to were doing it.
Right.
But we have people there. If you want a banner and you have no idea what you want on it, we are set up where you could come in and help you do those designs and figure out what exactly will drive your business.
You want to give us a website?
Sure. It's www.fedexkinkos.com. And a lot of these things can be ordered online.
And isn't there studies there, too, if people want to go find out what the study looks like, too?
Oh, absolutely. All the data's out there.
The survey's right there, too, I think, folks. Tintail, stay with us. We're going to be right back. We'll talk some more marketing with our new friend, Tom Lever. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. You can get there. We'll let you come in and hang out with us. It's all free thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them very much, and we hope you do too. Thomas Leverton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Senior Vice President at FedEx Kinko's for Marketing and Strategy. And we're talking about some marketing ideas, including a recent survey that he and his company conducted to find out what you guys were thinking out there. And the news was good for the most part and exciting to me because it proves what you guys are thinking, what you're capable of, which is that you believe in yourself. You're willing to invest in yourself. Tom, that's what I got from a lot of the results of your survey. It showed me what I already knew about small business owners, and that's that they believe in themselves and they're prepared to invest in themselves.
That's right. And we serve those customers and have for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
They have a way of being able to handle difficult situations by focusing on themselves and driving their business.
And, you know, one of the things that small business owners have gotten really good at is leverage. They've learned how to leverage technology to a great degree. They've learned how to find efficiencies in technology and how to use the internet to their advantage, how to save themselves time. You know, we all have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on, Tom. And more, you know, in my own small business and more small business owners that I see out there, they're using the internet to help them. For example, they're buying stamps online, you know, and that's one example. And you know, there was one thing that we did a while back, and folks, this is a real story. A while back, we had to do some printing real quick. We were over in the East Coast. I've forgotten which city we're in. I think we were in Raleigh, but I'm not sure. But anyway, we were there, and we had to get something done real fast. And Tom, we went online, and folks, this is a true story. We went to FedEx Kinko's, and we typed in, we designed what we needed online, and went and picked it up.
Well, a lot of people don't even think about
if it hadn't
like
been for the online component. And folks, a lot of people have this capability. This is just one story. A lot of people have this capability. Not just me, not just FedEx Kinko's, but this is something people are doing. But Tom, if it hadn't been for the online option that we had, we wouldn't have been able to pull it off.
Well, people think about a company like Kinko's as, hey, we're trying to get everybody to come into our store. Well, you know what? We spend a lot of time trying to build capability so the small business owner doesn't have to come into our store, because we know that that person is running their business. Every second they're out of their store is a second that they're not running their own business. So we put everything online specifically for that purpose. So marketing collateral, signs, you can do it all from your business, actually, and be able to continue managing your business instead of having to make that trip.
Now, the reason why I like to tell these stories, Tom, is because I encourage my audience to look at what companies like you have done and to replicate that in their own business. Let your customers take these examples as models, ladies and gentlemen, as successful models, and replicate that in your own business so your own customers can order their own products, can check the progress of their order, can find out what you have in inventory. Tom, these are things that are within the financial reach of small business owners right now today.
Oh, they sure are. The ability to create websites to push your business, not only does it help you think about your own business and how you want to structure it in your actual store, but putting it online allows you to get customers that you would never get otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, so many times we need to shop for things and we don't have time, and we can go to someone's website and find it, pick it out, say, you know, and then call them and say, look, I just ordered this. Would you get it and take it at the desk? I'll pick it up on my way out. You know, Tom, we got about a minute left. I'm going to give you the last minute to tell us anything else you want to about the study, any perspectives that you learned.
Well, the key point, I think, is that in a time like this, you really need to go out there, invest in your own business, and drive it. And that's a matter of getting out and doing the things around your local geography to really make sure that you can gain market share in this time and go out and get new customers. And from a FedEx Kinko's standpoint, we're set up to try to help small businesses do that. That's what we're all about.
You know, Tom, the thing that I said a minute ago, that from your study that you had recently of small business owners and what they think, what they're going to be doing, I said that it proves to me, it reminds me that they believe in themselves, they're willing to invest in themselves. But it's just another reason, Tom, why I believe small business owners will lead this economy out of whatever it is that we're in.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's www.fedexkinkos.com.
We're going to take... Actually, I got to go. This is the end. I'm having so much fun, I don't want to leave. As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Tom, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
And I got to go, folks, for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.